Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. I've been thinking how much this last week, especially, I know it's in many of my programs, but I've been struck in this last week, especially, how much I've been repeating the words again and again to repent, to turn back to the Lord, to not live in falsehood, to make choices. Don't drift. Don't become indifferent. Make decisions. Make choices. And here I am saying it again, because it's so hard for us to do. I just don't want trouble. I don't want any upheaval. I just want peace and quiet. How many of us say that? And sometimes when we're making choices and decisions that take us away from sin and turn us toward the Lord, turn us toward a good Christian life, a good Catholic life, turn us away from sin and away from evil, turn us away from darkness into light, when we start making those kinds of decisions, for a while it feels more difficult, because you're changing course. You're changing a path, and it's not just as easy as turning the wheel of a car from the right to the left. It takes some work to get it moving in the right direction. But if we persevere in doing that, we will know an abundance of life, an abundance of life. So don't let all my commentary about you've got to repent of this, you've got to turn away from such and such and so, don't let that weary you, please. Just hear in it the plea of a heart who so loves her listeners. I love you. And I know that sounds strange because there are millions of you I don't know. But I know in Christ that we are brothers and sisters. And I know that wherever you are, even if I have not met you personally, I want you to know him and love him and serve him so that we can be together forever. That's why I'm so strong. Because I want you to fulfill your destiny, your heritage, the reason for which you were born. I want you in heaven with him forever. So if I sound strong, that's the motivation. Is I don't want you to go astray or go astray anymore. I want you to turn back. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 to 7 and then 13 to 16. Thus says the Lord, woe to Assyria, my rod in anger, my staff in wrath. In other words, he uses the enemy. Against an impious nation I send him, and against a people under my wrath I order him to seize, plunder, carry off loot, tread them down like mud in the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. Rather, it is in his heart to destroy, to make an end of nations, not a few. For he says, by my own power I have done it, by my wisdom, for I am shrewd. I have moved the boundaries of peoples, their treasuries I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations. As one takes eggs left alone, so I took in the earth. No one fluttered a wing or opened a mouth or chirped. That's going on right now, brothers and sisters, in our own land. Things are being taken from us. And there's not even a chirp of response on our part. Pay attention. First of all to yourself, and then to the world around you. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory there will be kindling like the kindling of fire. God is angry with his people because we don't stand up They didn't stand up and say yes to what is good and no to what is evil. God could remove the authority and the power of our land. I know you're only one person. You can make a difference by a righteous life. You can make a difference by love for others. You can make a difference by speaking truth when it's awkward and uncomfortable. Speaking it in love and mercy, yes, but speaking the truth. You can enhance this land, the whole nation, by forgiving your enemies, by being good even to those who have hurt you. You can become more and more like Christ. And there is no better way to serve God and at the same time to help your homeland than that. Passage goes on to say, will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt him itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts will send among his fat ones leanness. Hear this. I'm repeating it for a reason. Hear this. The Lord of hosts will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory, there will be kindling like the kindling of fire. The fire of destruction. The choices you make affect not only you and not only your family, but they affect your parish, your neighborhood, your country. And you say, oh, nobody even knows I exist. God does. God does. And when God finds the quiet soul who's giving everything to him, is repenting when they fail, God withholds judgment oftentimes because there are righteous people in the land. Are you among the righteous? Have you chosen God, really chosen God, and put aside those things that do not lead you closer to him? Have you embarked on a plan, one thing at a time in your area, to turn away from sin and turn back to God? What kinds of choices are you making? What kinds of decisions are you making? Psalm 94 tells us clearly, the Lord will not abandon his people. And that's true. The Lord will not abandon his people. The problem is, we're abandoning him. In this nation of ours here in the U.S., we are abandoning God. We're abandoning the principles of God. What will happen to us unless we turn back? The Lord will not cast off his people nor abandon his inheritance, but judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow. Judgment will come. Are you ready to turn so you are in the process of returning? Even if you're mired in sin, God desires to set you free and to break the hold of that. He can if you will allow him. Sometimes what we have to say is, God, I give you permission to do whatever you need to do in my life to break me of this sin. It takes courage to pray that prayer. God will answer that prayer, and you will be set free. And the gospel is the gospel of Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. In other words, if our minds are so full of worldly information and worldly pride, we can't hear the overwhelmingly powerful simplicity of the wisdom of God. So you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. You have revealed them to the childlike. Those who say, Father, Papa, you're a mature adult. But you know in the eyes of God, you have a Father who waits for you, and you turn to him and you ask for his help. You ask for his guidance. You walk with him. I've sometimes said to the Lord in very difficult situations where I needed to make a change, Father, take me by the hand because I'm afraid. Walk with me. Help me. Be close to me. Do you think a loving father would refuse that kind of a prayer? Of course not. And he doesn't. But it takes humility on our part to say, I can't change this. I can't be different by myself. I need you. You have revealed the wisdom to the childlike, to those who put their trust in God the Father. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. All he's looking for, brothers and sisters, is not brilliance. It's not the memorization of Scripture, though that can be very helpful. It's not having all the right answers and passing all the tests. It is the child's heart that God is drawn to. The adult who says, I need you, Father. I am your son. I am your daughter. I need you. I need to turn back to you. I don't know how to do it. Please take me by the hand. Lead me. Lead me to your heart. Lead me to your spirit. Lead me back. Do you know that God will do that for you? I'm even crying right now myself because you know that's what the heart of God longs to hear from us. But so often what he hears from us is, I don't need you and I don't want you. Or, God, I do love you, but I want to handle this myself. Either one of those leads us into trouble. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. It is by the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, given to us from God the Father. It is the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. It's the Holy Spirit who shows us the way back. It's the Holy Spirit that comforts, that strengthens, that challenges, that accompanies, always accompanies, if we want him. Welcome him. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. Welcome him into your heart. Ask him, help me. Help me to walk in your ways. Help me to walk united with you. Help me to walk in your love, in your truth, in your mercy. Help me. And God will answer that prayer. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.